Even animals, man. Animals smell it on us. They do. Animals smell something's wrong, like with the dog whisperer. He got animals. And I'm an animal. Let me say this, man. I don't know what the term is for extreme animal lover. Like, I get sick when I see animals suffering. And I know that's contrary to popular belief somehow. Somehow it's spread out that black people, we hate animals. Like, we can't stand dogs and cats, and I don't get it. That's the news doing that. Because they only show dudes that hate dogs. Like, when the Vic stuff was happening, what do you think of Michael Vick and the dog? They just show, every dude they show is like, dogs, man, fuck dogs. I'll drown a dog in a bucket right now. Give me a dog. Where's a dog at? I'll kill him. I hate dogs. And then they'll show a white woman, like, tongue-kissing a dog in the mouth, just to prove white people love dogs. And then they go back to him and he's mad, like, look at this dirty white bitch tongue kissing devil bitch tongue kissing a jackal in the mouth. Devil licking jackals. And then she's like, shad. It's like some weird war. They always want black people and white people to be at war, man, for some reason. How can you hate people who hate animals, like, I'm not gonna go, I hate you, but it'll be hard. It takes away a piece of how close we might be. If you go, I hate animals. Like, somebody look at a baby seal and go, oh, I can't wait to hit this motherfucker in the face. Fucking hate baby seals, all cute. The fuck you looking at, baby seal? Like, you ever see them sad animal commercials that come on, like, during, like, 4 in the morning during Three's Company reruns? And it catch you out of nowhere. You be watching Three's Company, and then, like, and that show, it be a, like, it'll be a kitten, and they slow motion the kitten up, and the kitten, and it's a kitten got a pencil in his head, like somebody stuck a pencil in his face. There's a pencil sticking out of his face. Then they put fun facts, 15,000 kittens are stabbed in the head with pencils each year. You'd be like, who is stabbing kittens in the face with pencils? Why? It's a pencil sticking. Then they'll show a bunch of puppies shoved in a container or a cup. Puppies in a cup, missing their feet, it's wrong. Hi, I'm White Lady. I'm here to say niggas probably did it. You bitch, jackal kissing hoe. But I'm not saying that dogs should be equal citizens either. I love my dogs, man, but I can't, you know, it's wrong to train them. And they're out of control, and I'm not really a Cesar Millan understander. I try with what is, but I got a Westie. A little Westie, a poodle. And I love my dogs, man. I let them go to the bathroom on the wee-wee pad in the house, man. I don't care. And everything's good when they do that, because they got a little baby. You know, when they're eating right, it'd be nice, little, you know. They don't have to scratch. They just do their thing. And when they do their thing, everything's beautiful. I go, good boy, good girl, bow. And everybody's happy, but sometimes they just decide they're gonna try me and go, like, they have a meeting and go, you know what? Let me see what happens if I piss on his good rug that he bought. Let's see. You wanna piss on his rug? I'll piss. Who's gonna do it? You, come on. 1, 2, 3. All right, I'll do it. And then the other one peeking around the corner, like, okay. And just, ugh. It's usually the Westie, because he got the cutest look. The Westie got the sad like, what did I do, face? So I'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, come on, man. Why would you do that? He's just, I'm dumb. I don't know. I go, go ahead, boy. Come on, man. Everybody's happy. And then, like, because when I was younger, this is how you train dogs. It was easy. You just put them down when they first get in the house, and you just hide around the corner, you know? And you just wait. You wait till it goes to the bathroom where it ain't supposed to. As soon as he crunch up and go to the bathroom, you got to wait till the first. And then you just run, motherfucker! And you shove his face and shit. How's that feel? Shitty face, your face stink. How's that? Yeah, what? He's like, what? You choke him out, and he start tapping like, all right, kick him. Don't shit on my rug, you mother. And he'll never shit there again. Like, he may go there, but here? He'll pull a cigarette out first week. God. Woo, something happened to me. Bad there. I'm scared to even get near there. I'm gonna do heroin he get near that spot. I'll kill you. That rug costs more than you, motherfucker!